For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk on Monday, July 11th, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about alleged police brutality following Wednesday's national protest.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about alleged police brutality.
And a video showing alleged police brutality following Wednesday's national shutdown has gone viral on social media, angering many Zimbabweans. In the leaked video, which you have just seen if you are on the internet, Zimbabwean police officers are seen battering a woman, her husband, and some men who are already in police custody. The harrowing video also shows a senior police officer holding a wailing baby while her mother cries for help and for police to stop beating up her husband.
In Bulawayo, meanwhile, a one-year-old boy, baby, died in the skirmishes. Kupakwashe Mutasa was reportedly sleeping when police descended at Burombo Flats in Makokoba, firing tear gas at random within the corridors. Her father, David Mutasa, says Kupakwashe died on their way to Mpilo Hospital to seek treatment. Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo says that they are yet to see the alleged video showing what many are calling police brutality, and he said he will investigate the alleged human rights abuses. But we are also hearing reports from Bulawayo that a second child has actually died at the same Burombo flats after police had fired tear gas in the flats in Bulawayo. Gibbs.
To join the discussion for us right now, the number is 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, abafisa ukuthi basixhume khona manje lamhla sixoxa ngakhona okwenzakale endaweni esiningi kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke kulale video etshengisa abantu bechaya sibili okwamagama. Nxa ukuthi ungayikhangela ukhona umama ogcine hlaba umkhosi nxa ichaywa njalo uyabe lomntwana lomkakhe. So ke kodwa ke sikhulume lo mnumzana Ignatius Chombo yena okhangele ngezamapholisa othe abakayiboni ividiyo yangkhona. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe likubona njani konoku njalo ubona ngazani ilizwe liyakuphi. Ye wana kunjalo ke pleasant.
Mhm. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya dziri kunzi nevamwe mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu panyaya yekuti kana vanhu vachinge vasungwa pabumberi remutemo havatenderwi kuti vange vachirohwa nekuti vanenge vatoma maoko emapurisa asi pane video yaburitswa iyo iri kuratidza mapurisa achirova vanhu vari muusungwa uye pane mashoko ekuti vana vaviri vafa kuBulawayo zvichiteverawo iyo nyaya yekuratidzira kwakaitika musi wechitatu. Gibbs.
Yes, zvino kuzwa ngani ke Zulu ngena nikuhlelo sixokeni khona manje sibone kuti kambe singaya ngapi sizwile ke kuti kulo lomntwana osefile khona ngale kumbe sithi osebhubhile emakokoba lapho kwaphoselwa khona itiye gasi. Kuphoselwa nje itiye gasi khonapho kanyazani izindlu eziningi zaphoselwa itiye gasi njalo. Abanye bathi ke ukhona omunye umntwana njalo osebhubhile khona ngale ke koBulawayo. So ke Zulu asixoxeni sizwe ukuthi lina lithini ngodaba lolu abanye abantu bathi lukhanya ingazani lutshaya emadolweni.
Yes, I think we have our first guest, that is a human rights lawyer, Mr. Jeremiah Bamu. Mr. Bamu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. I'm sure, Mr. Bamu, by now we have seen the video that is circulating online and that has actually gone viral on social media. And we understand from our sources the beatings took place in the high-density suburb of Epworth, just outside Harare. What is your take on all this?
I've had the chance to look at the video, and it's a quite shocking level of police brutality revealed in it. I am not, however, able to ascertain whether it was Epworth or not. I will take instructions from clients who were arrested from Epworth and ascertain if any of those acts took.
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Who is our other guest?
I think we've got Reverend Hussein Spanda of the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. He's based in Bulawayo. Reverend Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Very good evening to you and to the listeners.
Yes. So have you seen this video that is circulating in which, you know, police are actually allegedly beating up some people that were arrested?
Yes, it's a very, very sad story. I've seen it. It's actually very barbaric. One would not expect to see something like that in 2016.
Mm-hmm. And Reverend Sband, I understand you also visited some people who were detained in Bulawayo, and you were not happy, according to reports, at least that I've read. Tell us, what was happening? What did you see?
Yes, well, it is really a very sad story of how our police force has not reformed itself, despite the fact that we now have got a new constitution in place, and also despite the fact that we are really in a new Zimbabwe, in an independent Zimbabwe. First of all, I think the most cruel thing that they did was throwing tear gas into people's homes, which has resulted in the death of a one-year, four-month child at Wurombo Flats. I think you've seen the report. Mm-hmm. I have even gone to visit the family. They literally threw a very big tear gas canister into the room where they were. And that resulted, unfortunately, in the death of that child. But also, there was the case of the 86 people who were detained by police. You know, among them were minors. Mm-hmm. And these minors were alleged to have stolen goods from shops when people were looting. And so the police kept them there, mixed them up with the people who were alleged to have also taken part in the looting, who were actually adults. So for me, this was very cruel. I mean, these were young children, and some of them were picked up as early as 3 a.m. by the police. And the goods that they were exhibiting to say that these kids have stolen, we are talking of biscuits, we are talking of a 2 kg packet of sugar. And the big question would be, why would you really go all the way, raid homes at 2 a.m., at 3 a.m., harass children and put and you know, put them through a very traumatic experience that is going to remain in their minds for quite a long time. So I think our police force has not reformed, and the way they've responded to genuine cries and concerns of citizens was really in a very heavy-handed manner, and I think there could have been a better way to manage the situation.
Gibson.
Yeah, masikhangela ke sizwa kuthiwa kade ubhodabhoda khona ngapho ke le nhlanganiso yakho liphathela abanye ukudla lisezinto ezijeneyo. Akusitsheleke ngamafitshane ukuthi belisenzani?
Yeah, kula bantu kade bebotshiwe bethawe ngamapholisa kakhulu, lo muntu afunye kwaze wafa. Labade bebotshiwe besejele bethi bathwalela ukudla, sibathwalela njalo lezinkwa ekuseni. Sincedise isihlobo ukwenzela ukuthi sikwanise ukubanika ukudla kuze kwafika esigabeni sokuthi ngalimpelaviki basusiwe bahambisa khatshana ngale khami ukuthi izihlobo eziningi bezingakwanisi ukuyafika. Besibancedisa ukuyafika khona ngale ukuthi benika abantu ukudla. Njalo sithwale kanzima amapholisa ekuqaliseni abengafuni abantu laba baphiwe ukudla. Kungani yizigangi, ikanti khona ngabantu nje abeZimbabwe ade bezikhulumela into esenhliziyweni yabo. Abaningi babo ngabantu ade bezihlalele ezindlini zabo, kodwa amapholisa yiwahamba ahlobo zabantu ebajikela lintuthu edakayo lebabanye.
So hayi kuyazwakala sibili baba Sibanda, so he's saying that you know, police were not allowing them to actually give food to those that were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yet, you know, the police actually went to people's houses, mm-hmm. fishing out who did what, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we are now being joined by human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mavinga, I'm sure you've seen the video of the alleged police beatings that is actually gone viral. And Mr. Mavinga, people who are in the video, the ones that were being allegedly tortured by the police, do they have any recourse under the law?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, Blessing, here we can safely say the videos show police brutality without saying alleged. That is what is clear as daylight, that the Zimbabwe police in uniform brutalized and beat up civilians who were defenseless and could not do anything about it. In terms of the law, there is recourse. But you see, what I want to explain is that there is a problem with our legal system, with our law system, in the sense that the rights that we have on paper in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, those rights are not easily enjoyable because we have a compromised system that does not uphold the rule of law. So, for example, in terms of Section 210 of the Constitution, there has to be a mechanism to hold accountable, you know, members of the security forces, including the police, and to present complaints by members of the public for remedial action. But that machinery, that mechanism is not there. It has not been put in place by the Constitution. We can approach the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. But unfortunately, what we have noticed is that sometimes the government chooses to ignore, you know, some of these recommendations for remedial action. You can also approach the court to sue the police, the Home Affairs Minister, and the government generally for the abuse, for the violence, for the injury sustained, for the medical bills. But again, the history is that our courts, our police have tended to ignore court rulings. So it is very difficult, although at law there are mechanisms that can be pursued to hold accountable the criminal police officer is beating up innocent civilians.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality following Wednesday's nationwide protest. Gibbs.
Yes, let's go Baba lapha ongafuna ukuthi simqambe igamba lakhe. Yeah, Baba, unjani?
ngiyaphila mfowethu, linjani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Kunjani khonapho eZimbabwe?
Hayi, no, eZimbabwe kunzima mfowethu njengoba likhuluma ngendawo lezi ezihlasimulisa igazi. Yes.
La usuyibona le video yangkhona le sikhuluma ngayo?
Ye, ngizwile ke le video yangkhona, ngayibona, izwisa ubuhlungu. Ngoba kuqala bengithanda ukuthi ngibuze ukuthi kathi amapholisa avunyela ukuchaya umuntu nxa kutheni. Okwesibili, ngibone ngani amadoda awomthetho aphekekanga endizweni, kumele ba-train. Mhlawumbe I think khonokho ukuthi i-government yethu ithathwa ngabafana okunye kule olive lapha, into capacity, reasoning capacity yabo iphansi. Sesifuna ukuthi kungene ama-university students athathe imisebenzi labe u-police force, kukhitshwe abafana lokho kwe-ordinary labor, ngoba i-reasoning capacity yabo is proved out to us. Ngoba nxa uzachaya umama njengezomunye kukhala lapha ethi operation, umuntu uthelethi le operation kumele kube lama-investigative methods. Thina ngesikhathi simithetho esikhona ama-safety kumbe amapholisa babe kuya begqoke zabo, umuntu ahlale ekhaya kwesikhathi adinga umsebenzi, ahlale for a long time azathu.
Kukhanya zani ifoni yakhe sitsha. Lokhu usakhona baba? No, I think his phone just dropped like that. But what we are saying is that, you know, he doesn't understand when police are supposed to, you know, effect some kind of beatings and all those kind of things. So he says, when do police beat up people, you know? And he was saying that maybe those people are being beaten because of lack of training. And he was saying maybe Zimbabwean police need to be, you know, trained in one or the other to handle the public.
Regatende kunemwe mutereri mukoma Herbert makadi.
Aiwa, ndakasimbango makadi mukoma blessing.
Aiwa, tiri nani mukoma Herbert sipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Right. Toda kuti budirani pachena panyaya yemapurisa aya. Mapurisa aya hangoendi kunorova chete, kunorova vanhu chete. Vano vanoenda vane instruction iyoyo. Isi kare tichienda kuchikoro isizvo taiti muclass mega mega muna class monitor. Kana muchinge muna class monitor, kana teacher akauya muchiita mutsikanzwa. Kana muchiitwa noise. Mukanyarara anobva ati class monitor ndipe mazita evanhu vanga vachiita noise. Kana usina mazita ache anorova iwewe. Handiona. So this all goes down to say vanhu ivava vanoita zvekurova vanhu ivava mapurisa vanoenda neinstruction ende havatarisi zviya zvokuti kwanzi mune constitution mune chii, aiwa kungonoponda chete. Ndanzwa achitaura murume ataura amazokata manyimanje achiti amai vaichema vachiti ndine operation. Havazviteereri zvezvi, kungoponda chete. Secondly, ndoda kuti anoti kwanzi haana kuona vhidhiyo uyu kana ndiminista kana ndiani haana kuona vhidhiyo iyo. It is because they are running away now from the fact that yaita viral. Handiona ka. And lastly, I would want to say zvese zviri kuitika izvi can only end nekuvhotera vanhu apanze. Tingangotaura hedu zvakawanda zvese izvi, asi kana taimu dzakusvika dzekuvhota hamubvumirwi kuenda kumareseva. Iko ndokune mavhoti avo akawanda anoita kuti tadze kutonga. Tinongogara tiri mutaundi chete, asi kumareseva ko ndokwaanovhoterwa steering, ndokwatinoramidzwa kuenda kunokambina ikoko. Ndokune mavhoti avo anoita kuti vatiponde zvavari kuita izvi. Tikangoramba tiri mutaundi umu, tichangoramba tichichema zvisingaperi. Let's vote these people out. Simple.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Herbert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. I think Gibbs, you heard from Herbert there loud and clear. He's saying that he's not buying Minister, Home Affairs Minister Dr. Chombo's comment earlier on in our show that he has not seen this video of the alleged police beatings. And he's saying that what Zimbabweans must do is actually to go and vote. Because if they don't vote the current government out, these problems will continue. Gibbs.
So ke ubaba kade secingweni laphana okade hambile wathi semuzwa sesecingweni njalo nje usuphendulukile baba ecingweni? Ye, phosela khona ingakaqhumeka ifoni. Qhubeka baba.
Sithi-ke mina amadoda la kumele bathole i-training, maybe sinamadoda afundileyo sikule kufike naleyana yesipolisi babazaba kuba wa-critical approach, babekwazi ama-investigative skills ukuthi uma ku-investigate-a ku-investigate-a njani, umuntu nxa esechaya uchaya njani. Into emangalisayo mfowethu ukuthi abapolisa bagcwale emgwaqweni bayabuthana nxa usokuchaya abantu, kodwa some cases amaningi ayizakala and I'm talking right now sayisizwe ukuthi indawo thawu kunabantu abagethini abantu ebusuku amaphoyisa amena pin service bapatrol ebusuku izitolo zingaqhikizwa njengezwa mama belipanda kuthi abantu esikhathi sayinitshaya ebusuku imisebenzi yabo kumele bayyuze but mase ukubuya la ukuthi abantu bamele amalungelo abo hhayi yithi maphoyisa lezi people Maybe people stay out there, come to our country, stay in the region. That's when I'm a police officer. You know what I'm saying? How Chow Moon, how Chai Valok, or Chai Savosako, who are evidence about that? This is the same as the Chinese Zumu de Kala. I'm going to, I think, human abuse.
Nzokto Furucha, I'll ask you just briefly 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think what the police is doing is not safe. It should be trained. They should be able to find other solutions as far as that concerns if they are starting their investigative skills. I think I should be so it will bring our country to a well reformed country, political, economically, social. People are free to sell.
Sibongile kakhulu ke mnumzana khona ngapha eZimbabwe lobo ngafuna ukuthi uqanjwe ngegama kodwa siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, well, cool. Yes, actually, say it in English, you know. Mm-hmm. He was saying that, you know, do these police have any other means of policing the people, you know,
mm-hmm.
rather than beating up people and so forth? Maybe I'll go to another caller. Uipitule Tembani, Maphosa, is this ZAPU Director of Information. Baba, Maphosa, unjani?
Ngiyaphila,
unjani? Ngiyaphila, cool. Ungathi ngakho lokho. Owe video le ehambe bantwini
ay into edanisayo kakhulu ikakhulu masikhangele ukuthi kwenziwa ngamapolice abantu bamele belondoloze impilo zethu abantu bamele begcine impilo zethu njalo bekhangela ukuthi imithetho iyalandelwa elizweni mase betholakala bethayana labantwana labafazi omama into edanisayo kakhulu njalo siyadana njalo ma sikhangele ukuthi
Yeah, I think the phones are really punishing us, right? So, but all what you are saying is that, you know, he said that the police who are supposed to look after people's lives, you know, actually beating up people. So I think then the phone got cut off.
We have some messages on WhatsApp. Matthew says they've been that way since 1980. He's referring to the police. Ichmael says, Zimbabwean police can be rough at times, but that's expected of them as they are being used by the government to do their work. It also goes to say, just like VP Mpoko, Vice President Mpoko said over the weekend when he was in Beitbridge assessing the damage that was suffered as a result of actions by angry protesters, he made it clear that, and I quote, "We will look at our own ways of solving such problems. One of the ways is using brutal attacks." That's what Matthew Ishmael is saying against citizens. I think VP Mpoko said the government must consider using the army. That is what he's quoted as saying. Twendelai says, "Thanks for the news edition. This is the life in Zimbabwe. We always experience this brutal treatment by the police." And Patwell says, "Viva Mkwananzi, ndokuziva uchitimirira pa UZ uri kuzinasu." Katai says, "We are suffering here. God will answer us one day." Nunde anoti, "Zvinorwadza kurara munyika isina kusununguka. Vanhu vanorohwa vakasungwa maoko havabvumirwe kudzosera." Those are some of the messages that we have, Gibbs.
I've got some messages on Facebook. One of them is from Mkwena Daniels, who says, "Police are human beings and know that what they are doing is very wrong. They just follow instructions from their cruel employer, that is the ZANU-PF government. They do that to protect their jobs and lives, because some of them are likely to disappear if they don't do that." Then Jabulo Mtembo says, "When I watch that video, really, it's so sad. This is barbaric and it's being done by our brothers and sisters who want to protect their own jobs. We have a serious problem in Zimbabwe." Then Sakile Ne says, "Amapolisa eZimbabwe awalazwelo bakwanisa ukubamba umntwana ekhala betshaya unina aphinde atsho unina ukuthi kezwa kahle kule operation." And then Simon Bali writes, "Let's finish what we started, guys. There is no easy walk and way to freedom. No going back, but forward ever. Backwards never. So I'll stop there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any caller?
No callers. Let's go back to our panelists. Going back to Reverend Sibanda. Reverend Sibanda, but the government is saying that members of the police were actually provoked by the protesters.
Well, I think that the key issue is, you know, that first of all, the police are trained on how to get information from people, how to investigate. Police do not investigate by beating up people. The police investigate, they've got methods of investigation. I mean, a good example is how the British police handled the demonstrators and protesters who hustled with Chinamasa while he was in a taxi in London. They did not beat them up, but they protected Chinamasa at the same time allowing people to express themselves. So I think there are many, many ways in which this could be done. But what happened is here in Zimbabwe, they'll bring the water cannons, they'll bring the rubber bullets and dogs, they'll go and beat people. In fact, in this particular case, they even went on to go and beat people who had stayed away at home. So I don't think the police were provoked. They are the ones who provoked people. Most of the people who got beaten up and brutalized by the police had not even participated in part of the demonstrations that the youth had done. These were people staying at home or people who were just watching from a distance. Mm-hmm. So I think it's rather the opposite. It is the police who have been provoking people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Sibanda. Tinemwe mutereri vaGogode eku South Africa makadi. vaGogode.
Ndinofara makadi.
Aiwa tiripo tipeo pfungwa dzenyaya iri mudariro mainzwai.
Hai mwoyo wangu unorwadza vakomana. Marungu vaitwa vanhuwo ndokutura kodziri dzevanhu ikoko. Nokuti kana vanhu vakange vane zvavaitaura zvakaipa. Kwenye wakari ziru kubudisa kana ma voice messages yukutiwa na waita ura zakati sataka swaru hila. Saka aunga sikipa kuwa munu kana hata fungwa. Kwa anga kiamba kuja kupolisi, wakaenda kuwanga tuwa mpolisi, akato fungwa, unuroi wa treatment. Kana mkatera pa video ya kanga iti dhiru wa nama kulisa uku kubrite ni pane kina masaba ya pe. Apana munu wa erogwa. Zaidi zili la Chinamasa, watoto zaidi zili la Chinamasa, lugu chukua futi kuvunza la lugu. Chiko chemurugu, tumeume agani tazizi zakaipa. Ndovana watoto zangu simu, kaka isu, katambo ni afuta zaidi lugu kwa mungu zaida rochi. Kaka ndiona zaidi ni wana zia pa polisi ya kati kesho zuo. Wana para kinga ni ma polisi asu anga chini kwa video. Ndani pa pa polisi yuo wana bata wana wache wana kwa chiruwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Vamhuka on the line, rambai makabata henyu. Mr. Mavinga and Reverend Hussein Sibanda, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our Facebook pages, Shona Ndebele and English. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.